Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. This week, our program begins our conversations on cross-generational relationships.
Our guest today is Gina Pell, tech entrepreneur in the Bay Area, who, according to a recent piece in the San Francisco Chronicle, has unleashed a new free-form vision that's generating global interest. Perennial. Welcome to the program, Gina.
Thanks for having me.
You describe the idea of perennial as a mindset rather than a generation. What inspired you to begin talking about this mindset?
I felt, being in technology for the past almost 20 years, the way things are moving now with Facebook and Amazon, the best technology companies in the world target you based on your behavior, not on your birth year. And so I just felt that looking at the world through a generational lens, or for that matter, through any kind of lens that separates people, whether it's gender, race, creed, color, is just an outmoded way of thinking that really the way that we connect with people, the way I connect with people naturally, is based on common interests and the way people think. And so I wrote about this piece in Medium in October of 2016. And since then, the concept has just really taken off across the pond. It's been written about in Europe, in South America, and it's starting to get picked up by national press all over the United States.
You've mentioned that people limit themselves by age and that looking at ourselves by generations is antiquated. What contributes to this happening?
Well, I feel that when I use the term perennial or describe the perennial mindset or perennials, which I define as people of all ages, people of all types, people in general who share a similar mindset of curiosity, an ever-blooming mindset where they continue to learn and grow from the beginning to the end. It's not so much about reinvention, but it's about being the same person that you are, a common thread of curiosity, compassion, and relevance in the time that you're living in. There are a lot of people that I know that seem to stop after they reach certain milestones in life. Not everybody is a perennial. Anybody can be a perennial if they have the right mindset of ever-blooming, always wanting to learn, always wanting to grow, not seeing limitations for themselves, not thinking, well, my younger self could have done that, but now my older self can't do that anymore. As long as there aren't any pressing physical limitations, I feel your mind can continue to make you relevant and vital until you decide you don't want to be relevant or vital anymore. I find that a lot of the words we use to describe generations and the way that we think about generations have such negative connotations. Millennials equals entitlement. My generation, Gen X, we were known as slackers. You know, most generations have a very negative connotation, and the word perennials has only a positive connotation. You know, something that never goes out of style or not seasonal, but something that continues to bloom on its own time is a really attractive concept. If we all saw the world through a perennial lens, could we change the way younger people look at older people or older people look at younger people? I definitely think so. A few days ago, I had dinner with a really dear friend and her mother, who's 87 years old. I have to admit, I mean, even for me, when she walked in, I was thinking like, okay, well, I guess the conversation is going to be a little different now. As in, you know, maybe fairly less raunchy or fairly less irreverent. But her mother was, I would say, maybe even more of a perennial than we are. She travels everywhere. She has a lover that she reconnected with. She's just so awake and alive, and it was inspiring for both of us, who are 40 years younger than she is, to just listen to her stories and her relevance right now. She was on her way out to travel the next day and go with a bunch of friends to go wine tasting in South America. So it was about relating to her where she is right now, not when she was 20 years old, and listening to all of the things that we have to look forward to.
Do these connections, as you've experienced them so far, happen more organically than planned?
In terms of finding each other, I feel that to find other perennials, you just have to start speaking to people. When I go into a room full of people, I can sort of start to see who my people are, just based on maybe how engaged they are, regardless of age. I don't know a ton of forums right now that foster these type of relationships or that are focused on these types of relationships. But I feel that as I float the term out there and the concept out there, and as perennial starts to take hold in the public lexicon, people will start to see the value in forging these relationships or in this kind of thinking that it's really not about age or all of the categories that divide us, but about finding your, quote, people, your perennial people in all ages, and that all of these people will really nourish you. For me, it's intellectually and spiritually and physically often nourishing to connect with people of all ages because it pushes me outside of my boundaries and exposes me to things that I may not be exposed to with my own generational cohort. I've never had a cohort that was all the same age or the same anything. I've always had friends of all ages. And so going back to your question about finding people or finding places where people are connected in this way or looking for that, I don't feel like it readily exists now, but hopefully as the term and the concept takes hold, you know, maybe it will give life to new places to meet perennials. In fact, something really interesting is I noticed that there's a travel company in Italy where the owner read my article and he renamed his company the Unofficial Travel Company of Perennials. He loves the idea. There are certain things I feel that all people can resonate with of all ages, and that's food, travel, you know, entertainment. I don't think that it's based on age whether you like to travel or not. Like, oh, only 50-year-olds like to travel, or only 20-year-olds like to travel. I mean, most people with this exploration mindset like to travel. And so, yeah, the perennials really struck a chord with this business owner, and he added the tagline, the unofficial travel company for perennials. So, and hopefully that can continue where more people can see the value of perennial relationships and a mindset.
Well, the notion of perennials feels so hopeful and inclusive, and this seems like a good place at which to end the interview. I want to thank you so much, Gina, for taking the time to talk with us today.
My pleasure. And we haven't met in person, but I can tell that both of you are perennial, for sure.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to our website at chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week and hope you will be too.